Nothing is more on tourism than UN Tourism, the latest. eTurbo News received feedback from a top executive at UN Tourism in Madrid, who worked for the organization for many years and under several leaders, saying he or she has never seen anything like this in his or her career in this UN agency. She or he explained that never in the history of the UN Tourism, formerly UNWTO, there been such a lack of interest in tourism and the dynamic ways it functions. Never in the history of the organization there was such an abuse of money, people, and resources. Big money is spent on communication to support the Secretary General in his journey of ripping the rules of democracy, specifically term limits in the UN system. Nothing is more un-tourism than UN tourism at this time, and it doesn't reflect UN tourism alone. Also, WTTC appears to be going through turmoils. It becomes more obvious this organization claiming to represent the private sector of the travel and tourism industry is now run by a puppet. iturbonews.com. UN tourism is no longer really run by Zurab Palalakashvili. eTurbo News always knew he did not give a damn about tourism and considered UN tourism as an uncontrolled offshore private entity. However, now the organizations seem to be run by a pool of unscrupulous women who have the power to do whatever they want, or whatever Zurab wants, undisturbed and unpunished. Marcelo Risi, a highly respected and knowledgeable professional who faced significant challenges due to intellectual differences with his peers, left in January despite persevering until his promotion. Alessandra Prianti, the director of Europe, departed in February. She was a highly respected professional who greatly contributed to enhancing Palalakashvili's credibility among the European member states. In July, the director of Human Resources and Finance, Mr. Mikhail Ninua, left. He was from Georgia, and a close friend of Zurab, who supported him without questions. He hired all his staff and preferred Georgians to work for UN Tourism. He managed all members, specifically Saudi Arabia. In May, a new director for International Resources and Partnerships Mobilization was hired without ever announcing a job opening in the organization. Director Dilyar Kakimov was a former ambassador of Uzbekistan to Benelux and head of missions of Uzbekistan to the EU and NATO. He is considered a big name. With Zurab's invitation, he moved straight into the UN system. His title is Director of Institutional Relations, Partnerships, and Advocacy, UN Tourism. Ms. Zhanna Yakovleva, a Russian woman holding a translator diploma, assumed the position of ad interim director of finance and human resources on July 31, following Ninua's departure from the organization. Ms. Yakovleva currently serves as the chief of cabinet and receives a salary comparable to that of Guterres in New York City. Consequently, after more than 4 months of searching for a suitable candidate to ensure quality and loyalty for Palalakashvili, or perhaps to conceal a premeditated decision, a choice was finally made on August 1 for the position of Director for Europe. The selected individual is Cordula Woolmother from Klagenfurt, Austria. She is a long-standing UNWTO employee, has a strong association with the former SG Dr. Taleb Rifai, and it was never thought she would be close to Palalakashvili. Interestingly, she is a longtime friend of Zhanna Yakovleva. Natalia Bayona, an unexpected newcomer, has quickly ascended the ranks within the organization as executive director of the World Tourism Organization, UNWTO. Despite the alleged falsification of her CV, she has attained the position of executive director, overseeing a wide range of responsibilities. Additionally, she has taken on the role of communication director following the departure of Marcelo Risi. Bayona is slated to assume the role of Deputy Secretary General. It is expected that Colombia will officially request this in November during the Executive Council meeting in South America, when it will open the door for Zurab's controversial third term. The plan will be for Bayona to assume the role of Deputy Secretary General for 2 years, while Palalakashvili stays for a third term and finally leaves for his new career in sports. Informed insiders say Zurab is resuming his dream to become the UEFA president after Seferin. Alternatively, he may also be seeking a high-paying position in Saudi Arabia, where the World Cup will take place in 2034. Alicia Gomez, the director of legal affairs at UN Tourism, is the driving force behind the scenes. She holds complete control due to her unparalleled knowledge, especially with the support of her deputy, Mr. Miguel Susino. Iturbonus.com. Gomez, a highly skilled multilingual lawyer, has consistently achieved the impossible for Palalakashvili so far. She is seen as Zurab's best friend and the mover and shaker who ultimately controls the entire UN tourism organization. She is great at bending rules and creating new paths of illegality within the rules. She is also excellent in her international relations and mostly in her manipulation skills. Gomez managed to drive over all those that tried to oppose her. Iturbonus.com. She was the person who tried to stop Iturbonus in 2017 when this publication disclosed the fraud and manipulation done to scare Walter Mzembe out of the race for Secretary General. At that time, she represented former Secretary General Dr. Taleb Rifai and was instrumental in getting Zurab confirmed without a secret vote at the UNWTO General Assembly in Chengdu, China in 2017. This leaves the only loyal person in this organization, Zorica Jurasevic, the Seychelles woman of Serbian origin who was trying hard to keep UN tourism within the framework of the UN. She was realistically the only one in the system. It won't be known how long Zorica would last to maintain her job, and if she could survive the trio. Iturbonus.com. Unlike the director of the Americas, Gustavo Santos, the former Argentinian minister, might be compelled to retire. Even though Gustavo Santos is considerably older and still maintains his role as a parliamentarian in Argentina, he retains his position due to his long-standing friendship with Palalakashvili during the 2017 elections when he was the head of the Executive Council. Additionally, he shares a close bond with Alicia Gomez. Iturbonus.com. Saudi Arabia, a significant ally, needs to realize the truth. Palalakashvili has taken advantage of their support in exchange for a diminishing reputation. Furthermore, they were deceived twice, initially with a false promise of establishing the headquarters and then with the gradual dismantling of the task force, facilitated by Gomez and a few supportive member states. Will the member states once again do nothing? Will they gather and look seriously for a competitor?